Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we're going to talk to you about Survivor. Two episodes of that. We took a little bit of a break because last week was Easter. But yes, we're going to talk to you about two episodes of Survivor, two episodes of Vanderpump Rules. But first, we are going to start with talking about the Bachelor finale. This Bachelor finale, they teased it that it's different than any finale that we've ever seen. And it definitely was, for sure. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, I was just gonna say, yeah, no girls have ever shown up together, right?
No, never. And like Daisy said on a podcast, or maybe it was Kelsey said, that Daisy just like walked right down, like that's like really how it happened. And so like she knew that like 100% like Daisy was going first, and she knew that, it was her in the end.
I just thought it was really sweet what Daisy said to her afterwards. Remember last on think it was that season. Remember the girl who got dumped and she told the camera guy, she was like, "Don't park here. When you pull her up, there's a big mud puddle," and she was looking out for her,
Yeah,
when they're
Gabby said
stepping.
yes.
Oh, I thought that was so sweet. And then, I mean, Daisy being like, your mom, like when Kelsey was about to walk out, and Daisy, like, your mom is looking down. I'm going to be so happy and proud. I
Yeah,
don't know. I
those
thought
are
it
my
was really.
quotes for sure.
People on Twitter were like, oh, Daisy just wanted to make it about her one last time. And I didn't get
No.
that vibe. I thought, I don't
Yeah,
know. I thought it
right.
was
No,
very
I thought it was
sweet.
so mature.
Yeah.
I totally, yeah. So I gave Kelsey an MVP, Daisy an MVP honorable mention. I didn't give any LVPs, obviously. I had three different quotes. How about you?
You have my quotes
Okay.
because
Yeah, you
I
texted it to
don't
me.
know if I can find them again.
I'm sure I can find it. Okay, so your quote, okay, so your MVP was Kelsey, and then you also didn't have an LVP, and then your quotes were with Joey. He said the only thing not difficult about this was choosing you. And then Kelsey, or Daisy, I'm sorry, when she told her about her mom, which I have that quote. It's, I know your mom's gonna be looking down on this moment. She's going to be so happy.
Oh.
And then my other Daisy quote was when she kind of like ended things with Joey, I guess, or like told him, that she knew. She says, I do love you, but the thing is, you're not going to choose me. The last couple of days, I've realized that you're not my person. I know that you know that. And as much as that hurts, I know you said you want what's best for me. So I'm going to do what's best for me and I'm going to go. And
Yeah, I don't think he was her person either.
I agree for sure. But they were still, I don't know, cute together. But
Oh, yeah.
I'm really liking this Kelsey side that I'm seeing post show. And her, she had a quote about Daisy. She says, Daisy is beautiful and amazing, and that doesn't take away from the fact that I am beautiful and amazing. Two things can be true at one time.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So
That
those were my quotes, but I thought it was a really great finale. I mean, just true to the whole season, and I think this is the best Bachelor season I have personally ever seen.
I enjoyed it a lot more than past ones.
Yeah, I mean, it was great, I thought. For many different reasons. Now, I know that this is very controversial, but Jen was announced as the Bachelorette. In podcasts that I listened to, Daisy's explained how she just thought that with learning with her hearing and potentially needing a second cochlear implant at some point, she just didn't think that she was in health-wise, like it's very hard on your body to be the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. So, for those reasons, she turned it down, which I think is the right move for her. Maria, there are many things going around, but one of the main things that I've heard them talk about on a couple different podcasts is that her dad did not want her to do it, and that's why she turned it down. So they went with their, I guess, third person that they asked was Jen. She is the first Asian bachelorette, and I know personally, I know it's unpopular. I know there are a lot of people that are saying stuff about Jen and not knowing her or whatever, but I thought she was super fun all season. I said on this podcast, like, I was so surprised that she didn't make it to hometowns. Like, I thought for sure if that kiss didn't happen and Maria wouldn't have gotten jealous, I feel like it maybe would have been Jen at hometowns instead of Rachel. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I really like Jen. I've said it before. Like, I'm not mad about it, but I know a lot of people are.
I think everyone was just shocked because, I mean, how could it was between Daisy and Maria, right? In all our minds. And when Daisy was brought out, I mean, I forget what you were doing, Christina, but we were all in the group chat like, oh no. And then she turned it down and we were just like, yes, it's happening. It's happening. And then when they announced the new Bachelorette, I mean, I think the world was in shock. I think it's cool that she's the first. What is she, the first Asian American? I think that's great. There's some moments of hers that I thought were really quirky. So maybe, and I've said that before in our podcast, like she wasn't like one of my top favorites, but she had some quirky, cute moments. So I was, you know why I was so upset? It's just because I loved Maria so much.
I mean, I think a lot of people really liked Maria.
But
I
it
hope
made me
that.
feel when you told me when you texted me and told me the reasoning why, it made me feel better because at least she was asked. I was gonna be pissed if she wasn't even asked.
Oh, yeah, she was for sure asked. She just turned it down for whatever reason. But,
Let me ask you this. Are you at all surprised Lexi wasn't considered?
I think that I wouldn't be surprised if she was considered, but if it's not Daisy and it's not Maria, then I think that Jen makes the most sense to go with the first Asian bachelorette than it
Yeah.
would to go with someone just because they have, like, I mean, and I'm not trying to, like, say that
Downplay.
infertility issues are, like,
Yeah.
yeah, like, I'm not, but, like, also, like, to make her the bachelorette because of that is kind of drastic for someone who self-eliminated and didn't even make the top six.
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, if she made it to hometowns, yeah, for sure, I think Lexi would be the bachelorette. But she was gone too soon on her own accord. So I think that, I don't know. That might have something to do with it, maybe. So do you have any final thoughts on any of these people? Daisy, Kelsey, Joey, Jen, before we wrap up Bachelor?
No, I hope Joey and Kelsey make it. I think they will. I think they're two genuine people. I don't know if you see that all the time on The Bachelor. And I think they were casted very well because I think they are truly genuine. And I just I hope we see Maria on something
Yeah, I hope so too.
future.
I mean, this is such a great cast. It's a shame if this isn't the right year to, I don't know, get
Not
to here.
VIP.
Yeah. Like, I understand there was a Bachelorette, but also, like, last year there was the Bachelor, the Golden Bachelor, and Paradise. So why can't we just do that again and not have the Golden Bachelor and just have the Golden Bachelorette?
I don't know, maybe because Paradise was such a bust last year. I don't know.
I mean, I guess, but like you see the people that you have. I don't know. That's the weird part to me. It's like, okay, well, why would you? I mean, then they haven't officially canceled it, and maybe they will think that, like, we can't. The ratings will go
I don't
through.
know. My take. I enjoy
But
Bachelor in
honestly,
Paradise
maybe
more
that's
than
it's good to
Bachelor.
have. Maybe it's good to not cancel it, but to take a break, to not say anything about it, to not have it come back this year. And then next year, when they have forecasts to really dive into, do it with Daisy and with Maria and with the stars from the next season. And then it'll like the ratings will be even better, honestly, because people will miss it. It'll be a it's back factor. I don't know. But I will say to wrap things up then, Swaz did have the 4-peat and he barely won, but he won by 16 points. Michelle really came close in the end there, but he pulled it out again. And I tried to order a cameo, but it expired yesterday, so I will try somebody else.
And that is wild.
Isn't it kind
Four times in a row.
it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's happened a lot. I've gotten a lot of cameo credit. But that is what it is. And okay, so wrapping up Bachelor then, congratulations to Swaz. I will definitely be in touch. And moving on to Survivor, we have two episodes to talk about there. 2 weeks ago, we had the episode where, just to give a little bit of a recap here, it was when Yanu hadn't had fire in 11 days. He kept just struggling. But then they get second in the immunity reward and challenge. They finally get to eat something, and Siga loses, and they have to go to tribal for the first time. We see Jem have to get her idol, and she ends up getting voted out with an idol in her pocket. Really being blindsided there. I heard she had some words to say when on her way out that didn't get aired. And yeah. So that was kind of that episode, I guess. But I gave my MVP to Q because he went on the journey that episode and he made this alliance deal. So he goes on the journey with Tim and Hunter, and they basically make this deal where they have a plus one, so that they can make a final six, and they each get to bring somebody in. Q chooses Tiffany, obviously. Tim chooses Maria, which we find out in the next episode. It's a little bit of a wild card. And Hunter, what does Hunter pick?
Heaven.
Yes, and Hunter picks Tevin. So I gave it to Q because I thought that was a great idea. Also, just, coming out of all those losses, I thought we're starting to see a focal point on, like, okay, Q may be starting to kind of run this game.
Yeah, and I think that was the episode that he also started telling Kenzie that he's like gonna quit soon and he's gonna leave, but then he was like, no, I'm just saying that as
Yes.
part of strategy. So I gave my MVP to Q as well because he did so much that episode.
I gave my LVP to Jem because she did so much to get voted out and like not like she really had no idea what was going on.
She got such a weird edit because I wanted to like her. Like the episode prior, I did like her. And
Yeah,
then this
same.
just went off the rails. I don't know.
I totally agree. Did you give her your LVP too?
Yeah.
How about your quotes? What kind of quotes did you have? I had three different quotes this episode.
Mine, so there was a montage, like Q and Tiffany were talking about how Ken, like what Kenzie does, and there was a montage of her always coming up to them and being, "What are y'all talking about?" So that was one for me.
Would you give that to Kenzie?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so mine, I had two from Ben. He says, anytime you suffer, it's another opportunity to learn the depths of your own mind. And then he had another one where he said, you know, I have some survival experiences. Have you ever been stuck in a van with the same six people for 2 months or surviving on $3 of Taco Bell a day? It's not easy. I thought that was funny. I don't know.
Ben struck me out because in my mind he's 40 years old, but then like I looked him up and he's like 28, and I'm like, how? How?
Really? He just doesn't have any hair?
I just not even like how he looks, it's just how he acts that
Yeah.
like reminds me of someone like a little older than me or in my age group. Okay, he's 31, so I'm a little bit off. But I thought when I see him and I hear him and he's talking about Metallica and he's talking about all these like rock bands, I just feel like he's in his 40s. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't realize that he was only 31 either. And then Charlie, he had a quote. I thought it would be Or, I'm sorry. I thought it would take a few dirty Shirley Temples to get me in that mood. But on Survivor, you're just having so much fun with each other.
Oh, that's when they were dancing.
Yeah, when Maria was teaching everybody how to do the salsa.
Yeah.
So those were mine. But yeah, I don't know. Cute episode, I guess.
They're just lucky they have that tribe with Q and Kenzie and Tiff, because otherwise, this would have been like, I don't know. Those
I
are like
agree.
the most entertaining people to me.
I agree. I totally agree. I really like the Yanni tribe a lot. And I like Venus. I really like Venus.
I like Venus also.
Okay, so moving on to the next episode then, who did you give your MVP to?
Hunter.
Okay, why did you give it to Hunter?
He found I the idol, right? Is that what happened?
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I gave it to Hunter.
That's a good
And he's
one.
in a good position. He's in a good position, in my opinion.
I think he's in a great position. Honestly, swaps are end next week, and I don't have him on my team, and I'm really considering swapping for Hunter.
See, I'm considering swapping Liz off my team because she's such a boring flop and annoys me so badly. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm struggling. I'm considering Charlie. I don't know.
Do you have Charlie?
No, I'm considering
Oh,
swapping
you're
her for
swapping
Charlie.
Charlie. Okay. I have Charlie. He's okay. Tiffany, I think right now is the person who has the most points.
Yeah, well, I have her. I have Tiffany, Kenzie, Hunter, Tevin, and those are killing it with points. I'm getting so many points with them. Liz and Maria, I have, and they're giving me nothing. So that's why I was thinking, should I do a last minute swap and drop Liz? And maybe get like someone who I think is going to make it really to the end. And Charlie was standing out to me. Maybe Ben is standing out to me.
Venus.
I don't know. I feel like they're out to get her soon.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like with Venus, she could be like, if she makes it a little while longer, I think that she like slides.
Yeah, she would be a good point getter too. Oh, and then I could also get Q, but then the preview kind of spooked me from getting Q because it seems like the tides may turn on him next week.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. There is a bit of a spoiler in the preview to the next episode I can tell you about after.
I saw that. No, I saw that too. How dumb that they did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so I gave my MVP to Q, and I gave it to Q again because he's really on top of the alliance thing. He's really making moves here. He is questioning Tim for all the right reasons. He tells Venus that she's on the bottom. I mean, he got Mo to lie to him and is really the reason, part of the, not the whole reason, but a big portion of the reason why she is voted out. So I gave it to Q. And then I just gave an MVP honorable mention to Venus because I think that this merge has really helped her and I like her a lot. And I just, yeah, I gave her an MVP honorable mention because I think this is like her time to shine, kind of.
I like Venus as well.
I gave my LVP to Mo for just completely messing everything up for herself, coming clean at the final tribal and telling everybody that she was on the bottom when she had previously lied to Q was just not good gameplay. So I gave my LVP to Mo, and I also gave an LVP honorable mention to Tim for securing this like powerhouse alliance and still being like very wishy-washy about it.
I gave my LVP to Tim because I don't understand how he didn't even tell Maria that she got roped into this alliance. That was very weird to me.
Yes, very weird.
His reasoning, like, well, I just wanted her to naturally meet them and for it to naturally, what? That's not like,
You're a vibes person. Oh,
not
okay.
a
Well, then
vibe
why
moment.
did you choose her? And why
Yeah.
didn't you choose Ben? I don't.
I didn't understand it at all. And then I liked when Maria was like, listen, he's not even my top person. Actually, he's not even my second person. He might be my third person. Like, she was not feeling whatever connection Tim was feeling with her.
Definitely not. I like Maria though. I hope she gets goes far.
I like her too. She's fine. I don't know. She's fine. I like she's not my favorite, but I like her enough.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so my quote was Venus. She says, "It's been 12 days of just camping, and I didn't come here to camp. I came here to play the game."
I hope she gets like a really good moment in the next episode.
I hope so too. Did you have any quotes this episode?
Yeah, I had one from Mariah when she got voted out. She said, I just got voted out of Survivor. The good news is everyone spelled my name right. So small victory there. It just cracks me because it's like, how many shows have we watched, like Survivor, Traitors, where people just butcher each other's names and it's just so bad? So I thought that was a good, like, breaking the fourth wall kind of thing.
That is funny.
And then I liked all that Aubrey got so many shout outs because she's probably like one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah,
Like, when
I know you really like her.
he was freaking out about Aubrey, like Mariah saying Aubrey was her favorite player.
Yeah, I know you really like Aubrey and feel like Michelle should not have won that season of Survivor.
I know. At the time, that was the popular opinion. Now it feels like it's the unpopular opinion, but whatever.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know
Have you been on top of the puzzle drama?
that. I've seen a little of it, but I don't know maybe the depths of it. I know Carson started a puzzle business and supposedly like ripped off some other company or something that did Survivor puzzles.
Yeah, I guess he ordered puzzles from this company. And then when he was on the show, like some of the puzzles he ordered from this company were in the background, but he kind of said, oh, well, I did these puzzles 3D printing, blah, 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 like kind of took credit for these puzzles that weren't his. Then after the show, he met up with this puzzle person because they wanted to like deepen their relationship. Like they were going to pay him to kind of promote their puzzles and whatever it may be. And I guess Carson asked the person a million questions like, well, how do you plan to do this? And how do you do that? And how do you market this? And how do you do that? And asked a ton of questions. And then a few months later, oh, and I guess he very explicitly said, like, I'm not trying to make my own business. I'm not trying to make my own podcast. And then a few months later, he makes a podcast and he makes a puzzle business. And he has like some of the similar designs as this company that he met with. He used some of the similar marketing plans that this lady told, or I don't know if it's a lady or a man, told him. And then the puzzle person called him out and it's kind of like a big divide. There was a live on Instagram and it was Kelly Wentworth and Lauren. I don't know Lauren's last name. Lauren from one of Wentworth's seasons and Aubrey. And they were promoting the other puzzle, not Carson's puzzle, the other person's puzzle. So there's like a big divide with this.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. They were like doing a giveaway for the other people's puzzle.
And okay, so basically, like, there's like a lot of people in the Survivor world that don't like Carson, basically.
I don't like Carson, but I think they think what happened was not right and they want to support the original puzzle person, I guess.
Interesting. Okay.
And that Carson posted on his page, like, my puzzle launch was great. I'm so happy. It was like a selfie. I'm like, how can you even say that? You're being dragged left and right, but okay.
Well, maybe he had some sales. Maybe that's what was great.
It probably helped promote, because I, you know, after that, I'm like, I'm going to go check out his little website. So, I mean, I gave him some clicks, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, add it to the prize.
Option. And then Carolyn jumped in too and defended him.
That.
But then
yeah.
People are accusing it of actually being Carson because apparently Carolyn said she doesn't go on Twitter and Carson has her password. So I thought that was funny.
Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe it all is Carson defending himself. That's so funny. But I can see either way. Caroline has, I feel like she's been posting maybe a little bit more, talking about like the domestic stuff that she's been through. I can't really see like Carson posting that for her, you know? So it's like, I don't know. But yeah, maybe it is Carson, but I could also see her standing up for him hardcore too, because they were super close on the show and seemed to be post-joked.
Yep. Well, I think the whole thing put a bad taste in everyone's mouth about Carson, I have to say.
That's unfortunate because I feel like he was a fan favorite before that, but I don't know. Still gonna.
And then there's some element with Rob has a podcast, like, I guess he was trying to be like a regular on Rob has a podcast and then instead he started his own podcast. I don't know. There's something with that too, but that was a little above my head. I didn't quite understand.
So Carson ended up being sketchy, basically.
Yep.
Or at least like, I don't know, very self-absorbed at the very least, thinking he can do everything on his own, which like, I mean, you make more money that way, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to do it, but then don't meet with this woman, get all her tactics, use all the tactics, and
right.
then explicitly say, well, I'm not making my own business, and then I do the exact opposite of it, you know?
Right, yeah, no, that's messed up, for sure. For sure. But Carson, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's definitely, he was one of my favorites on that season, so it's hard for me to, like, totally hate him, I guess. But also, I guess I didn't know how in-depth this puzzle drama went. This is the first time really, like, I knew that it was a thing. I just didn't know it was, like, that big, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally.
Okay, so do you have any final thoughts on Survivor before we move on to Vanderpump Rules?
No.
Okay, so the last two episodes of Vanderpump Rules, in the previous episode, it was when we had Allie invites Joe to one of James's DJ sets. We have Sandoval talking to Billy Lee, Ariana talking to Anne, Schwartz and Lala go have, I don't know, yogurt or something, and he tells Lala that he made out with Sheena 12 years ago, very nonchalantly. Then obviously Lala tells Katie. And it's a whole thing. Then we have Joe struggling with the girls when they all go to James's DJ set. Really struggling with the girls. And then we have Sandoval like tries to talk to Ariana for the first time in person about an email that he sent, and she like very much so gives him the cold shoulder. And then we have Katie, she confronts Sheena about making out with Schwartz. Schwartz, Lala, James, and Sandoval all go out, and this is when Sandoval invites Lala to this like breath work weird session thing. She doesn't go to the breath work thing, but she like kind of shows up at the end and talks to him about it. We have a sandwich tasting again this episode. Ariana talks about the $6,000 vet bill that she completely blames on Sandoval. And in my opinion, I think rightfully so, honestly. But then we have Brock telling Schwartz about Max and Katie hooking up. We find out that Sheena has 56 people's locations, and Sheena is upset with Brock for telling Schwartz about Katie and Max. So that's kind of what happened, I guess, this episode. It was really hard for me to pick an MVP, I'll be honest.
Christina, I do not even have one down.
I gave it to James for picking out Allie's clothes.
Maybe I'll do that too, because I'm like, I don't have an MVP this episode. They're all awful.
It was awful, I thought, honestly. This episode was really hard for me to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was the worst one yet.
The Joe treatment, I think, was extreme. I understand that she and Schwartz kind of got together shortly after him and Katie's divorce. And I understand that she went on double dates with Raquel and Sandoval and that she didn't tell Ariana. But I don't think that it warrants the treatment that she's being given at all. I gave my LVP to Katie for, gosh, I can't, I wish I had the quote, but the just like not caring at all, having no empathy. I don't know. I gave it to her for that. And then I also gave it to Sheena because Sheena was, I mean, making fun of her for wearing a hat of all things. Like, are you serious? Like, I don't, it was so petty. And then who has 56 people's locations?
That was so weird.
So I gave an LVP to Sheena, and then I gave an LVP honorable mention to Ariana, just for the same reasons, the treatment of the whole situation, and then her kind of trying to say like she is a bully because she didn't tell me this was going on when she knew. Like, okay, maybe she wasn't being a girl's girl, but she wasn't being a bully. She just didn't tell you. So I don't know. Like, so I don't think that her offenses were as severe as Katie and Sheena. So I gave her an honorable mention, but yeah, that's how I felt about it.
It was a hard episode to watch.
Oh, yeah. Did you have an MVP, Michelle?
It's so I just scrolled up my notes. I wrote Allie or none. Like, I'm with you. I don't even know what Allie did, but I think I felt the same way. I didn't have one either.
How about your LVPs?
I put Sheena, because I think she was like pissed off at Brock for releasing the information, because I think she wanted that to be her big moment to release that information. And then I also thought the 56 locations was weird. And then I don't think she was honest when she was like, I just wanted to make sure Katie got home safe and Max got blah, blah, blah. So I checked. No, you were curious about what they were doing. Come on.
For sure.
Remember when she used to be obsessed with Max and he
Yes.
didn't want her?
Yep.
Yes,
But the
definitely.
interesting thing is, apparently Max hooked up with Sheena, Dana, Kristen, and now Katie.
Yeah, I don't see it, but whatever.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, and I think Lisa said too, like, didn't I think maybe she said that she heard that he's well endowed?
Oh,
Maybe
well.
that. I don't know. I had three quotes this episode. Allie at the beginning, she says, he does not curl my hair yet, but I always joke about it because like we're working up to that. And then Lala says, we should reserve the right to evolve and fuck what everyone else says. And you know what? Say he is bullshitting all of us. He's the one who has to sleep with himself at night, and it doesn't affect my life. I sleep real nice at night. And I don't know. I think Lala, it's a good quote, and it's kind of hypocritical at the same time. So she, it
She
makes
sleeps well at night, sleeps with a baby bottle. I
it,
can't stand her this season.
yeah, I mean,
She
she's
was my LVP this episode.
Why'd you give her your LVP?
I just don't like, I mean, she's going back and forth between Schwartz and Sandoval and trying to cultivate these relationships, and she's hated them both since she's been on the show. So I don't know what she's doing, and she's trying to make it
Like a
seem like
new.
to make peace with herself tour. I just don't buy it. So
I think it's. Yeah, I mean that's what makes Lala Lala. And she is good TV, so I'll give her that.
I've always gone back and forth with her. I've hated her, liked her, loved her. So where she now, I've just constantly hated. So this is just a season where I'm not a fan of hers.
Yeah. I definitely I can see why she, and I think that if you're already saying that, then I've heard like the reunion is super explosive. I'm sure that that'll make you even less of a fan of her. Some stuff has come out with Faith recently, and she is, I think she's like suing all of them, right?
She's suing Bravo, I know. I don't know if she, I think it's Bravo she's suing.
And part of it is because Lala held a knife to her, supposedly, like on camera.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be the end of Lala. Maybe not. Maybe though, right? Or not.
I don't think so, because then I feel like that's the production company and Bravo admitting guilt. So I don't know.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think the fans are done with her. Like, I've seen a big turn against her this season.
Yeah, I
Against
totally
who?
too.
Who have the fans turned against?
Lala.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Did you either of you have any other quotes or anything?
I only had one quote this episode, and it was Katie when Sheena was joking about like how she never drinks anymore, and she's like, maybe because when you drink, you make out with other people's boyfriends, like mine.
Yeah.
Katie's deliveries are just funny.
They are.
She's my favorite of the season.
Oh, for sure, hands down.
Allie is my
Well,
favorite.
actually, Allie and Anne are probably my favorites, but Katie's close.
Yeah. Okay. So Katie's your favorite main character.
Exactly. Yeah.
I gave James a quote. He said, we all know Schwartz loves a sloppy Joe, right?
That was good.
Any other quotes or anything this episode?
I also liked when James said, as the weeks turned into months and the months turned into more months, there's not much difference between Ariana and Katie's sandwich shop and Tweedledee and Tweedle Little Dick's Schwartz and Sandy's, is there?
Do
I
you
thought
think
that
that the
was fun.
reason that the sandwich shop is not taking off is because of all of these other opportunities that Ariana has? Do you think that had she not gone on Dancing with the Stars or Chicago or gotten the Love Island hosting gig, do you think that if that stuff wouldn't have happened in her life, that that sandwich shop would be open?
No, I think they keep getting delayed because of permits. Because when I went to LA, it was set up with like this patio outside. There's actually a homeless person sleeping in, but there was like this patio outside. But apparently, they can't have the patio outside, so they had to go back and revamp and redo it. So I think they just like can't get it approved to open is the problem.
Interesting. You'd think that a sandwich shop wouldn't be that difficult, but maybe.
And the place was already, that's why I'm a little confused, because the place was already set up. So, like, it was already an existing business and they just took it over. So, I guess the other business was in violation of a bunch of stuff too. I don't know.
That would be super hard to like inherit problems like that for sure.
I think they're waiting now at this point. Like, honestly, at this point, yes, I think it, like the last couple of months, they probably just haven't been focusing on it because they've had other things going on. But I think for this, they're just gonna start filming in what, June, maybe June or July. They'll have the big opening. I think last summer they couldn't open it because of permits and whatever. I think this summer they're gonna open it, but they're gonna wait till the show's filming to sh so they can show the opening.
Wait, so if that's when the show films, when does Love Island film?
I have no idea that she might have to go back and forth, huh?
Potentially.
And people are saying she might leave the show because she might just go to Broadway. I mean, she sold like so much for tickets for Broadway that she's going to be able to get in another show.
For sure. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that the next episode, we start to see more of, okay, so Ariana wasn't talking to Sandoval at all before. Now she's like yelling at him. And honestly, like, I love that for her. I
Yeah,
don't know.
finally, let some of that anger out, girl.
Yes, exactly. I gave her my MVP that episode, honestly, because of that. Yeah, no, I think that this is starting to be normal. She's starting to realize that like it's not like you are filming a TV show. These people around you and are your friends, but they are also filming a TV show. So to say you can't associate with this person obviously is difficult, whether they like him or not, because they have to be around him. So I feel like I don't know. Like, if they weren't filming Vanderpump, like maybe of Sheena would feel whatever Sheena feels, no matter what. But like, it wouldn't be this extreme if they weren't filming a TV show, but they are. And so I feel like this episode, Ariana really started to like turn around and realize the reality of her situation. And I love that for her. Great. This is now we're starting to see progress. Five stages of grief. Get out of
Yeah.
the anger. Who was
Well,
your
I feel like
MVP?
she didn't. She like very was very clear. Like, I never want to talk to you again. So it probably stuff probably does build up because she didn't talk to him again.
Right. For so long, and now she's being put in these situations, and yeah. Yeah, so who was your MVP?
Mine was Katie.
Why did you give it to Katie?
I just thought her and Source's interaction was so funny. And I kind of like that she hooked up with one of his friends.
Okay, that's
Because
fair.
he's screwed her over so many times. And I
Yeah.
don't think she did it as a revenge thing. I think it just happened. And
Oh,
I
she
think she was
totally did.
embarrassed.
She even said she did it as a revenge thing, but not as a revenge thing for Raquel, a revenge thing for Sheena.
Just in general.
Since she did it after she found out that she had just found out that Sheena and Schwartz made out.
Oh, well, whatever. Good for her.
And how about you, Michelle? Who did you give your MVP to?
I left it blank. I'm struggling with this season. I don't really have one.
Yeah, I'm kind of struggling with this season too a little bit. I gave my LVP to Sheena. I thought that this episode, I don't know, I didn't like that she brought vodka to a water party. Like that, she's like, yeah, like it's really good with sparkling water, but it's like, I feel like part of the point of it was to be a sober party. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't
Yeah, you're totally right. It was at James's house. It was Lala's party. You're totally right.
Yeah, so I gave her my LVP. I wasn't a fan of her this episode at all. I mean, and not, yeah. More so.
I think Sheena's my LVP also, because you remember when they were sitting on the beach and she's like, all the guys have flirted with me. Like, even Sandoval flirted with me. Why are you saying that? I just read the room. What's wrong with you?
I totally just agree.
Put her down for the third LVP.
Good.
Unanimous there. This was definitely not Sheena's episode. I did have two quotes this episode. Brock, he says, well, she's doing it more often, just not with you. And then Katie says, it tastes like water. Like, this does not compare to a wine tasting at all.
Yeah, I didn't really get that event.
No. Especially like this is the only bottle in the United States. Like, why?
At least make it like flavored water. Do you know what I mean? Like, why was it just, I don't know. It was like, oh,
like
I don't
sparkling.
Like, maybe some flavors. Yeah, something.
I don't know. So, but good for Lala for getting James and Allie to host an event for her. I thought that was funny. Did either of you have any quotes this episode?
I think most of mine were from Katie, and I think it was the Katie and Schwartz interactions were hilarious to me. I can't remember exactly what Schwartz said. I didn't write that part down, but I guess he was saying, "Look, we're not so different after all." And Katie was like, "No, we are not the same." I thought that was good, and then I liked when she said, "I'm trying on the Schwartz pants and walking a mile in them."
That's a good one too. How about you, Abby?
Though, yeah, I had a couple actually from Katie, but one is when he was wanting to hang out, she's like, maybe like if you change like your clothes.
That's funny.
She was wearing that stupid green shirt. And then I liked it actually, Michelle, I thought of you, but when they were working out, she's like, people talk about all these endorphins that you get released. She's like, it's like they've never experienced wine or anything that brings them joy, because this isn't it.
That's
And
funny.
then I thought Anne and Ariana were cute when they were doing their little interview, and Anne's like, oh, I winked at you. And Ariana's like, it's okay. Luckily, I'm HR.
That's funny. And
that
I hated that Tom was eavesdropping on that, and that he's being so like
And then
wishy-washy
he was
and like
mean.
not even knowing it, that she has a job. I mean, I guess I could probably give him like an LVP honorable mention for that, honestly. I didn't like that at all. Okay, so do either of you have any final thoughts about any of these three shows that we talked about today?
Nope.
Bring on All Stars.
Yeah, so next
yes.
week, Bachelor is over. Like I said, like we just talked about the Bachelor finale. So no more Bachelor. Next week, we'll be back talking about Survivor. We'll be talking about Vanderpump Rules still. We will also be talking about All Stars 4 and Lovers and Liars, aka F Girl Island. So I'm super excited about that for sure. And also next week, I'm going to see Kaylin Bristow in Kansas City. So
yay.
Be able to talk about that too.
That's exciting.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.